Hey there, congratulations.
Yes, it was about time. I mean, I look at it with the last few years between having my wife pass away in 2015 and my mom and my brother-in-law and my mother-in-law last year. And
wow.
It was bittersweet. But I got since my wife's not around, I got my daughter standing here, so she's excited too and whatever. And I think, like I told the lady here, I turned around and said that I think my mom has something to do with it, because my mom, she turned around and said, one of these days she's going to hit a tree. And
you think maybe she was watching out for you then?
Yeah, she was watching out for me.
Good deal. So did this just happen here last night or a couple days ago?
Oh, no, it happened May 9th.
May 9th.
Yeah, May 9th. It was on a Tuesday.
Okay.
Up at Crestville, Iowa.
At a local C store there, or what?
The Fennec
okay.
store up there.
And you were playing, I think she said, 7 is a blast, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, and I bought $20 with the different tickets and whatever, and that last one I scratched, and I hit number 28, and I looked down at 28, and like, holy...
Right. Yeah, I know what you were going to say there.
Yep. I mean, I turned around and there was nobody else in the store except the cashier. I said, I think I just won $50,000. And she goes, well, let me check. First thing I did was sign it.
Yep, that's always the main thing, because otherwise somebody else can take it. Yep, yep.
So I just couldn't believe it. I mean, she goes, and like I said, it's bittersweet, but I don't get to share it with my wife, but I get to share it with my daughter and everything else.
Sure. Do you have some big plans for this prize money or anything
special? Well, I plan on paying a few bills and then maybe looking at a different truck.
Hey, that works. Yeah. Definitely should have some money for that.
Well, I figured I've worked since I was 16 and whatever else, and I figured it was due. And I've been looking at a 2013 Ford F-150, and it's only got 60,000 miles on it, and it's only been one person owning, so...
Oh, yeah, that sounds good deal, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I it's dark gray, it's a nice, and, you know, I'm driving a 2005 now, and Ford Ranger, and I look at maybe it's a step up.
Yeah, there, yeah.
A big step up.
No, you bet. Well, and some people would go right away for a new one, but you're kind of responsible and say, hey, a good used one works for me or something.
Well, I mean, used one, how many Ford trucks that's only 4 years old and
yeah.
got 60,000 miles on it?
No, you bet. Yeah, yeah.
It's still got, I mean, my truck, I got it back in 2013 or whatever else, and when I'm in the middle, I mean, it just got well over 200,000 miles now on it.
And that's still young on a truck, so yeah.
I mean, for 2005 and everything else, so, you know, I'm weighing, do I trade it in, do I keep it, do I really need two trucks unless I got my dog or my cat to drive it or whatever. But, you know, it's something that, we got a shop co in Crestville, and every time I go to the Crestville Motor Company, that's where the truck's at, I looked at it and it says, God, this would be nice to have someday. And I thought, well, by the time I get all my bills paid up and whatever else, I thought, at the time, I'll get it next year, whatever, if it's still around. Then
sure.
I turned around in May 9th, 2017, something, you know.
So
you've
just
happened.
Been, yeah, you've just been waiting here for a good time to come in, or you work commitments or something, or what?
Yeah.
Are you from Cresco? Is that home for you?
Yeah, that's where I'm originally from Minnesota.
Okay.
Born and raised in Minnesota.
Sure.
And I've lived in Minnesota probably a good 20 plus years up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's where you live today, or?
I live in Crestville right now, but
okay.
That's where I was born and
gotcha,
raised.
Gotcha. I'm following you. Okay. And you just kind of randomly choose your games, or a favorite one you like?
I got certain ones I pick, but I've decided, I mean, I've played 7 the Blast when it first came out, and, you get the 7, or you get the 7 that's multiple,
yeah.
And turn around, and, I mean, I've won 35, or won 5, and whatever else, and it's just, you know, you always hear about somebody else hitting it big, and it's just, it would be nice just once. You know, just one time, I mean, saying that, hey, I want more than $900 or, you know, or $200 or $5 or whatever. You know, it's just a good one.
And you did, right?
Yeah. Well,
and is it everything you imagined it would be, or is it
still
setting in for you?
I mean, everybody says, he said, why aren't you excited? I go, well, I'm not, you know, I'm not really too, I mean, you know, it is what it is. I mean, it happens.
Yeah, everybody's a little bit different in terms of expressing themselves. So, yeah.
Yeah, so it.
Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
No, I'm 57 years old.
Okay.
And like I said, I've worked since I was 16 and whatever. And
And you're still working today?
Yeah, I'm still working today and whatever else. And it's something that, you know, like I said, it's bittersweet with not having my wife to share it with.
You bet, yeah.
I got my daughter that, you know, and I'm buying her lunch today after this is all done, so. No, she goes, we're not going to McDonald's.
You're going to splurge a little bit, maybe, yeah. Yeah,
no, not splurge. I mean, she deserves it. It's my only daughter and everything, so, I mean, she's my pride and joy. And
sure.
You know, I got to take somebody out. Might as well be my daughter.
Right. And did she believe you right away when you told her you won?
She was at work when I called her. And I turned around, and when she turned around and when she got home, she called me, what's up? I said, you sitting down? She thought something happened or whatever.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I said, your dad just won $50,000. And I think my ears just still ringing.
Yeah.
What? You know, so. You know.
And has word gotten out in Cresco that you've won, or that?
Oh, everybody at work wanted to tell I was going to buy pizza and donuts tomorrow.
Oh, sure.
And I go, no. The only person I'm sharing is me and my daughter, and that's it.
Excellent. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Enjoy yourself. Have fun with that new truck.
Oh yeah. Like I said, I'm going to throw it by. I figure my daughter's going to weigh in on. I'm going to. Tell her, what do you think of it, and see what she, you know, and I have a feeling I know what she's going to say, but hey, it's something that, you know, that I, you know, it's
yeah.
A long time coming, because I played both Minnesota and the Iowa Lottery each time I go up and see my
sponsors,
and, I mean, just once, I mean, just nice to hit it, and finally, it's like, wow, it's like,
well, we always love stories like this of good, hardworking islands that are deserving of the money and are going to do good things with it or treat themselves to something that they've always wanted.
I think I'm going to, all said and done, after it's done, I think I'm going to help a couple people. You know, just give them a small little donation to help them out. With things going on nowadays, I mean, somebody that would, you know, could just say like $250 and for groceries or whatever else, or so, just to help out, you know, that's all. I'm not to, you know, say that, you know, be a charity case or whatever, but just, you know, and I think I'd do it because my wife used to help out others and everything, and I'd do it in her honor.
Oh, good for you. Good. Excellent.
I mean, and I think my daughter is probably the same thing. Someone else to do something in somebody's, you know, in my wife's honor, because May 27th is coming up, and it'll be 2 years, and it's a bittersweet moment, but I look at it, in a way, it's nice, because I'm not deep in debt or whatever else, but it'll take care of a few bills that I don't have to worry about, worrying about it and whatever else, so.
Can I ask what your wife's name was?
Her name was Candace with a K.
Well, sorry to hear about that and all the other loved ones you've lost recently.
She was diagnosed in 2014 in December with small cell lung cancer, and
took
her up to La Crosse for chemo and everything on May 27th, exactly at 5:27. She passed.
Wow, sorry to hear that, yeah.
Well, I was married for 25 years, and it was a good 25 years, and she gave me an awesome daughter. She gave me an awesome daughter, and I couldn't ask for a better daughter. I got that right in front of me right now.